Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
This is Helen.
Helen. All right, we're going down memory lane about the fold top bags, sandwich bags. What do you have to say? Did you have those as a kid?
That would have been a promotion for me because when I was making my own lunch every night, we used waxed paper to wrap our sandwiches. And
yes.
Then later in life, when we, you know, really got ritzy, we had the waxed paper bags that you could fold up the top and it would kind of stay closed.
Oh, my
you
God.
Are
that's
so
right.
Right. Yes.
But when you didn't have the bags and you just wrapped a sandwich in the waxed paper, did you tape it? Like, how'd you make it stay?
No, you had to kind of, you had to like fold it and crease it.
Yes.
And fold it under. And then you put the little loose parts on the bottom of the
yes.
bag so it wouldn't open up. You couldn't leave it on the top because it would just pop open.
You no, I can picture how my mom folded it. I think she called it like the workman's lunch wrap or something. There was like a name
yeah.
for it. And you match the
yep,
two tops and you fold them down yep. to the top and then you
okay.
fold the two sides under, right?
Yep, you had to fold it down a couple of times
mm-hmm.
so the air wouldn't get in, and then you
yeah.
folded the corners under. You folded,
yes.
you wrapped it kind of like a present.
Yes. Oh, my God. So I was living on Easy Street
okay.
with the fold-top bags. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's quite the step up.
Oh. I love that you brought up the wax paper. My mom also still has wax paper. She will wrap our sandwiches when we go on road trips in that paper. She'll do that.
Well,
there's a name for it, the way you fold it.
Yeah, there is, but I don't recall what it is. But I do still use wax paper, but mostly just to cover something in the microwave.
Okay, right.
For spatter.
But if you put a sandwich in a bag, do you do a Ziploc now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And plastic containers for my son, resealable plastic containers.
Yeah. I do that too,
mm-hmm.
just because you never know. It's going to be all over those. And those lunch boxes are the reusable ones. They're not paper bags. They're
yeah.
not cheapos.
Yeah.
So you want them to last.
No, he has a fabric insulated
mm-hmm.
bag
oh, yeah.
with the ice pack.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. So it's very, very high class.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That was great. That's a good memory.
I love it. The wax paper.
We appreciate you. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go to another call now. We have Rajiv on the phone. Rajiv, what do you think about the sandwich bags?
Well, it's funny that you're talking about that because I literally opened a drawer and I pulled out, my girlfriend has here, a box from Market Basket of 150. They're called fold and close sandwich baggies.
Yes,
that is what it's called.
And there's 150 in them. I know that. Yes, you're so right.
Exactly. And it's funny when you're talking about that because it's like my memories of this is like my mom putting like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in it, right? And by the end of the day, the jelly is soaked through the bread, you know, in your sandwich bag and you're pulling it out and it's all wet and stuff like that. But yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. We always had the jelly spot.
Yep.
You did
exactly,
always have the
exactly.
jelly spot. Yes.
And then when you were talking about the snacks also, right? It's like you would always sort of like trade. Like if somebody else had a better snack, you would always want to trade whatever you had for their snack.
Right. And now they don't trade as much because of allergies and all of
allergies,
that stuff. You
exactly.
can't trade. But that was part of the fun of lunch is you
yep.
would, everybody would like size up everybody else's lunch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you had like the school lunch, like I grew up down south, so we would have like red velvet cake for dessert sometimes. And that was always like a favorite. So I'd be like, hey, I'll give you like my entree for another one of your pieces of cake or something, you know?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Wow. Red velvet. Yeah, they ain't serving no red velvet up here.
No.
Yeah, exactly. 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 And when you were talking also about like the Drake's apple pies. Love those things. And I don't know if you've had, you know how McDonald's used to have the fried apple pies. Did
yes.
you guys try them ever since they re-released the fried apple pie?
No, I have not. What, did they do a new recipe?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago, they decided to bring back, because I think the last time they had was like back in like 92 or so. So they brought back the hot, molten lava, crunchy fried apple pie. It's amazing.
Wait, does it come in the triangle box?
Not the triangle box. It's just the regular, just like the old style. It's the same length as the pie, but it's like you get it and you have to let it cool off a little bit, but it's crispy and crunchy like it used to be. If you never had it, I highly recommend trying it.
Oh, my
God. It's a limited time, so you definitely have to
go try it. I'm going to the drive-thru on my way home.
There you go. Exactly.
Oh, my. This is so great. I love that you called. What a great call. Thank you for listening.
I love listening to you guys. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Okay, bye. Oh, my God. These callers are the best. I am telling you.
I love this topic. I love this topic.
It's we always say we hit on it kind of by accident when we were going down memory lane about snacks. And we started talking about sandwich bags. And it all of a sudden, like, my phone is blowing up. Everybody is texting me going, oh, my God, I'm dying about the sandwich bags.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, my mom just I just asked her, what was the name of the wax paper wrap? There was a name for it, the way you wrap your sandwich. It's called the drugstore wrap, because my grandmother, my yaya, used to say that's how they would wrap it at the drugstore. They would pinch it at the top and fold go all the way down with a couple creases and then tuck it underneath.
Yeah.
So it's called the drugstore wrap.
Oh,
I knew there
gosh.
Was a name for it.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as Helen said the wax paper and she would wrap it a certain way.
She was hilarious.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, the fold over is a step up for me.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.